So we are speaking today about practice in daily life. What is a good Buddhist practice in daily life? And maybe it is, I think it is very easy to speak about that when we are considering what is not helpful. And what people often do is, in terms of Dogen, our Zen master, he says, do not, oh no, I forgot the English words. Oh, I'm very sorry. gauge, oh yeah, do not gauge the depths and the ups, the heights of your life. And do not explain the meaning of it. Simply be present, aware, and accepting of what arises. So to gauge the depth and the highs. If we see ourselves giving praise or lamenting, it doesn't matter what about really, if it is our life or life in general in this time. That is not the practice of equanimity. Equanimity is the art of stillness with whatever comes. Often we want to look at causes, especially when something doesn't go well according to our hopes. We try to find reasons. And that actually is looking for meaning. And that is a part of what Dogen called gauging depths and highs in your life. We try to find meaning. But meaning is always explained in words. And when you explain in words, you are not directly, awarely present. Explaining in words, we are using concepts. We approach life via the language, not as it actually is experienced in the moment. An interesting example, actually, is the Buddha's story about the man who was shot by an arrow. And the man first asked, "Oh, who shot this arrow? I have this arrow in my body. Oh, who shot this arrow? And why did they shoot the arrow? And what kind of arrow is it? And did he put poison on it or not?" And so basically you can see there is the mind away from the real being with the pain of the arrow, the possible death that could be a consequence. And there is basically no time. So why look away into causes, conditions, reasons, meanings, when there is no time? And so just experience what comes to us now. Be with what is now. Feel sorrow or joy or anything in between. And be intimate with your emotions of fear, of disappointment, or maybe anger. Intimacy is opening to those things, opening the heart and daring to feel what one feels. All sensations, emotions. And as you, especially you who have studied or at least heard the Sandokai, know all those emotions, sensations, and also thoughts that arise depending on what was before and on what is around. So they are depending, but they are also uniquely standing on their own. And that is what in meditation, in daily life, we all the time return to. We are aware of what dependently arises, what has arisen. And not searching for meaning or trying to explain, simply have an aware and open heart, mind, and be with what is. And there, the uniqueness of our life and being reveals. So the moment reveals both color and the source. The streams and the source. So in daily life, to be aware of this, aware of the outgoing seeking for something that actually doesn't have real existence. So we can leave that. Let, when the mind goes out, let that take you back to the deep sitting where stillness prevails and there's no need for any questions, no need for meaning. This sounds very contrary to what many intellectuals have done, looking for meaning in life. And it is, in a way, contrary. Now, the meaning will reveal itself where we don't look for it. And meaning is always present. Only it cannot be explained.